Wait a second, it looks like the stream was deleted. Hold on a second, I'm having an issue here. Hold on a second, we have a technical issue.
It ain't live for me.
Is it showing up on your LinkedIn?
Yeah. Oh, not on the LinkedIn. I'm just looking at.
Yeah, it shows live here too. Let's see. Oh man. Okay. It looks like it. I'm not sure what's going on here. Let me see this on LinkedIn here. Yeah, I don't know. It looks like something happened here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to restream it. And I'm going to post the link on the other one just in case other people are on that event page.
Okay.
That might be the only way around this.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to remove. I'm going to go live again. Let's see. Great. Okay. Here we go. We fixed that little issue. So today I have Rakesh here from Simply Capital. And without further ado, we would love if we could introduce your company and what you guys do.
Yeah, thank you very much, Andy, and appreciate to be here. You know, Simply Capital we launched Simply Capital 3 years ago. And just to give you a little picture of what Simply Capital is all about. Simply Capital is like a smart assistant for businesses' cash flow management. It uses artificial intelligence to help businesses do their cash flow much, much more efficiently. With our system, businesses actually improve their cash availability as much as 20% or more. And they do it by improving how they collect, so they collect faster. They optimize how they pay their bills, when to pay the bill, what's the best way to pay the bills. And then finally, it also helps them manage their cash forecasting a lot better. So much more predictable cash flow. You know, it basically streamlines the entire cash flow system end to end, saving as much as 90% of the manual tasks and converting them into automation. So companies and businesses who use us are really getting the benefit of a very simple, easy to use cash flow system, which in turn gives them more cash, which is very powerful in today's scenario.
Very great. And what got you to where you're at in your career today? What got you down this path to start Simply Capital?
Yeah, it was interesting. I actually started my career in Toyota way back and worked in some very large companies like General Electric, FedEx, Citizens Bank for 30 years. So I've been a corporate guy for a very long time. Back in the Great Recession in 2008 or so, I was working with GE Capital and I had the firsthand experience of how cash management can impact survivability of a company. Yep. And then during COVID, I saw numerous very good companies being affected by how cash management can basically bring them to a verge of bankruptcy and closure. So, you know, one thing is very clear, you know, most companies actually fail because of cash flow, not because of they were not profitable and all that. Yep. So, you know, just 3 years ago, right in the middle of COVID or a little bit towards the end of the COVID, my partner and I got together and said, we're going to build a company which will offer a very sophisticated cash management system for small and medium-sized companies at par, bring them at par in the sophistication with large multi-billion-dollar companies. And that's how we started Simply Capital. Being a corporate guy for 30 years and turning into an entrepreneur, that has been a journey. And I've seen all ups and downs, but we are very excited where we are. Our future is bright. We're doing really well.
Yep. You have to get used to thriving in chaos, so to speak. You don't have all the same pieces you have in corporate, but it's a great learning experience. And it looks like you guys are fitting into it pretty well. So And I love the brand name too. So Simply Capital. So you guys are really taking that sophisticated enterprise level technology and are making it simple for the SMBs to be able to utilize it as well.
Yeah, exactly. And in our basic premise or our tagline is we simplify your financial operations. So literally that's our role that we see in the world.
Well, yeah, simplicity is the key to everything, right? As they say, the KISS methodology, keep it simple, stupid.
Exactly.
All right. So I guess in a recent white paper I was reading, you talked about the concept of trapped cash and the opportunity around that. I love that concept because not every business has, you know, a mattress with cash under it, so to speak, or proverbially. But so what is trapped cash and how can a business leader identify that within their organization and unlock it?
Yeah, no, it's very interesting. You know, one of the benefits of Simply Capital's AI is that we really bring, you know, real-time visibility into cash, the analytics, and how they, you know, and we kind of give strategies to improve cash flow all in this real time. So it's almost like, you know, you are being upgraded from a Toyota Yaris to a Tesla Model S. So you can do a lot with it. Now, traditionally, companies use day sales outstanding or days payables outstanding or some a few other cash conversion cycle metrics to measure their cash flow efficiency. You know, but these metrics are typically measured at the end of a quarter or at the end of the year. So they really miss out all that is happening within that quarter or within that year. And it might look very good at the end of the year, but you got paid on, let's say, 29th of that month, and suddenly your receivable is down, so DSO will look a lot better, for example. So what we said is that that's probably not a fair way of looking at it. And, you know, so we started this term, this metric called trapped cash opportunity, which is a very simple way of thinking that, you know, it is the amount of cash that gets tied up with all your past dues with the customers and any early payments that you pay to the suppliers. In other words, a trapped cash opportunity could be zero if everybody's paying you on time and you are not paying anybody early. So that's really a very efficient cash flow system.
That's rare.
It is a very rare thing because we analyze, and part of the white paper was to analyze, you know, deeply in for five customers. We took that five customers and did a deep dive analysis on that. And what we found is that, you know, many of the companies have their trapped cash opportunities 2 to 3 times compared to their average cash balance. And when you look at, for example, a $25 million company may have an average cash balance of, let's say, $2 million. Mm-hmm. They typically will have trapped cash opportunity for another $2 to $4 million. So think about it is that instead of $2 million on average you have in your bank account over the year, now you have $4, $6 million of average. What can you do with it? And in today's high interest rate, and as well as, you know, the tightening of credit that you can get in the market, this can be an opportunity or this can be a lever for your growth. So it's a really, really big issue in the market today.
Wow, yeah. And I love the use of AI too. I've seen the best use of AI is more of a productivity tool. So doing 80% of the work, you still have the humans in the loop to identify the opportunities with the trapped cash that might be potentially identified by the analysis that your guys' platform provides.
Exactly. So, you know, typically we'll work with our clients initially when we launch with the clients, we'll say, okay, here's your trapped cash opportunity. And then we're chiseling it away as they use more and more of our AI, the automation through the entire process and helping them with the strategies that we've learned over our 30 years of corporate business, that what you do to improve it. So we bring all of it together in our product.
So you're saying they don't have to learn the hard way for 30 years just to get to the level of skill and expertise that you guys have built into your product to do it almost instantly, instantly for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. And so I guess cash flow is the lifeblood of a company, as everyone knows. And, you know, I think to your point, a lot of companies die by a thousand cuts, so to speak. So identifying these ways to, you know, cut expenditures that don't really help your bottom line, unlock trapped capital that might be in there, trapped cash that might be in your system that you didn't even know about. Would you be able to expand on the opportunity for cash flow within companies today? What tips do you recommend for business owners and managers to follow to ensure that they're operating in a financially healthy and efficient manner?
Yeah, no, thanks, Andy. You know, the cash is king, and it's become even bigger king now, right? You know, many of the companies that we work with, they are in, they're paying 10 to 15% interest rate when they raise cash today. Right? So it's very, very important. And it's also becoming a little tighter. Banks are tightening it up a little bit too. So you don't have access to cash. So managing your cash is really, really valuable today. And it's always valuable, but in today's circumstances, even more valuable. Right? So, you know, there are a lot of strategies that we built into our product that when you start to use, you will see it, you'll feel it, you'll execute on it. Well, let me give you a three or four sort of key things that we think could be very helpful for people to take away from this discussion. So number one, I would say is that have a real-time visibility into your cash and the drivers underneath. Yeah, right? Yeah. And you know, by doing so on a day-to-day, what you do is more important than at the end of the quarter, how you figured out how your receivables looking at, right? So that's very important. The number two thing we look at is that, you know, have a sort of a cash review process in your company. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, you could think of this as once a week, once a month, whatever your rhythm, right rhythm for the company is, but use it based on, you know, real-time analytics that's coming out of a system like ours, right? So then, and these cash review means like identifying what are the issues coming up. So for example, it's so much better to call or remind a customer to pay the invoice before it's overdue.
Yeah.
When it's past due, you're already losing sort of value that you could have had, right? And typically we've seen that nudging the customer beforehand, it actually helps them pay on time. Right? So you basically build not only your cash collection faster, but also build a very good relationship with your customer. So the cash reviews are like those, you know, working through one-on-one and figuring out your strategy for next period that you go through. The third thing I would say is it may not be important for everybody, but involve your sales team in collection process, right? You know, sales team knows if the customer is going through some rough time and not going to be able to pay on time, or, you know, there's some other issue that's underlying that's slowing it down, you know, or they can even nudge the customer because they are in touch with the customer a lot many times. So that I would say is can be a very successful strategy. And the last thing is automate as much your processes, because for example, if you automate your reminder, sending reminder to your customer, automate creating a payment schedule, you're taking away the precious time that your finance leaders can use to think about, okay, I have surplus cash. How do I invest and create more revenue for us? Or I'm lacking cash. Let me figure out what's the best time to infuse cash or raise cash from somewhere else. You can have your team working at a much higher level of helping the company grow and become more profitable.
Yeah, and this is a big problem that you bring up too with a lot of SMBs and smaller teams. You know, a lot of them try to do everything themselves, right? So they're the ones, you know, reaching out to the customer. And then, to your point, usually it's the day the invoice is due, and then you're telling the person that the invoice is due. Sometimes it might take them another week or two to get their stuff together and, you know, to actually pay you. But if you're ahead of the ball on that one, you know, and you give them a nice little automated reminder a week or two prior, they're going to be ready to pay on time. And in fact, you could even have an incentive built into the invoice, which many companies do, where, you know, maybe if they pay early, there might be some sort of an incentive for them to do so. So you could actually get cash coming back into the company more quickly.
Yeah, exactly. And these are all the strategies, Andy, that you can put forward. And you can customize those for each business, right? So what is your condition today? If you're very cash rich, you might want to do something different. If you're very tight on cash, you might want to do something different. If your sales team does not connect with the customer on a daily basis, maybe you don't involve them, but if they do, involve them. So there are many, many different things you can do.
Yeah, and especially for SMBs, because you want to get that money in, you want to be able to deploy it as quickly as possible, because today's business environment is extremely competitive and fast-paced. So you need to get that capital in and then deploy to building your product, making it better, maybe expanding your sales teams and efforts. But to your point, cash flow is king. So automating the process and simplifying it actually could help an SMB become one of the companies you used to work for that size. So I guess with that said, where does AI play into the future for finance and more specifically cash flow management?
Yeah, look, you know, Simply Capital has a very powerful AI engine, and we've been working on it for the last 3 years, figuring out what is the best thing. And we brought a lot of AI into the system. Now, today, there's a huge hype on AI because of ChatGPT and generative AI market. But let me step back and kind of give you what AI really does, and then kind of talk about how it can be helpful in a finance function, and especially in cash management. So, you know, AI basically does three things. Number one, you know, with using AI, you can predict something. You can predict a quantity, a number. For example, you can predict how much cash I'm going to have in future, right? So, you know, you do prediction. The second thing AI is very good at is doing a classification, classifying something. So, for example, you look at a transaction and say, is this transaction going to be defaulted, or they're never going to pay me? Is there a fraud in it? Right. Yeah. So things like those is what AI can do, is classify ahead for you and say, do something about it or do something different about it. The third thing is the generative AI, which we've kind of it's become synonymous to AI today. But generative AI is more about actually converting all of this into a conversation. So instead of you getting a number, you get an analysis of how your cash flow is looking like, mm-hmm. what you could do, or you could get a warning signal versus a number popping up and say, okay, figure out what you can do with it. It can also help you write something so that you can connect with your customer almost automatically and feel like that you are 24/7 available. So those are the things that kind of bring it together. Now, when I look back in cash management, and you know, so like I pointed out, you know, the prediction, like doing a more accurate cash forecast can be so powerful, because once you believe in your cash forecast, you can actually invest more. You don't need to have so much buffer, and think about if you can invest more and have a smaller buffer. It's almost like, you know, you have smaller inventory of cash, and large inventory is not very good because you want to deploy cash more so than keep it in the bank, right? So if you're more accurate, so AI brings the accuracy. The interesting part of AI is that it actually is customizable at scale. So you don't have to use one standard model that cuts across all companies. You actually design specifically for them. Our models sort of take 1 hour to train some of them for a company, and it starts to give results, and very accurate results, 80 to 90% accuracy. You know, similarly, you know, like I said about classification, what you can do with it, you know, you can figure out the transaction, you can figure out a customer who's not likely to pay, or what their payment behavior is. All of this get modeled into. So AI is a very powerful tool that not only improves the efficiency of things what you do, improves your decision-making capability. And with human in the loop, if you add those AI with you, you are working at a lot level, higher level, because you're not looking at smaller things. You're looking at bigger things for the company.
Yeah, that's a great point, right? And that's where humans are still, you know, always in the loop for that reason, because more of the strategic thinking, but the AI is really good at, you know, doing some of the analysis, number crunching, finding trends, Like this guy never pays on time. His average he's average 7 days behind, and you obviously include that into your accounts receivable, and you assess for that automatically. Then as a manager, you can look at that and say, okay, we're not going to count on these guys to pay on time this time around. So that's extremely powerful to have. I guess, what other common operations mistakes do you see founders in small companies and clients that you work with make within their companies, do you think?
Yeah, so, you know, I think, you know, the mistakes that folks, people do, you know, especially being a founder, we've gone through a lot of those things. I would say, you know, understanding your cash burn, especially in today's market, is very important. You know, I think as founders of companies, we believe that success in raising capital.
Oh, yeah.
That it's success is in managing and deploying your capital to create value. That's where the value comes in. So I see people focused on sometimes on wrong things and not aware of that their runway is now only a month left, or their burn rate is not getting them where they want to go, and they're not creating the value that they want. So I see that as the very important thing. A second thing, Andy, is that founders, and if you focus on companies that are sort of, you know, startups and becoming a little bit more mature, I would say, you know, get stuck into early stage. And what early stage means, I'm going to take the deal as my customer is giving me. I'm not going to worry about payment terms. I'm not going to worry about when they're paying, as long as they pay me. I've got some cash here. I'm going to just keep using it. You got to switch from there to thinking about, how can I make my cash flow positive? How can I invest organically into the growth of my company? How do I create my collection and my revenue generation much more efficient so that I can invest in growth? And in today's world, I think you're going to be better off doing that a lot more than maybe 2 years ago when the cost of capital was 2% or 3%. Mm-hmm. So those are the two things I see a lot.
Yeah, a lot too many, especially early stage founders, think you could just always raise more money and money grows on trees. But in this environment, we know that not to be true. And I think a lot of people are switching their investment strategies up as well, too. They're looking at profitability's, you know, surprisingly coming back to be an important metric for raising money for a company or just, you know, having good financial health and seeing that cash flow within the companies and seeing if these guys actually do have, you know, the ability to execute on growing their company and investing in the right places. Everybody wants to be on the rocket ship going up, not a company that's floundering, I guess, so to speak.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know, profitable company is going to be always better than not profitable company. And if you combine that with you have a strong growth trajectory and you have the hygiene of how you manage your financials, I think it's going to be a powerful message for investors as well.
Yeah, money really just adds fuel to the fire, but you got to have that fire going first.
Yes, exactly.
But hopefully not too much smoke. So what challenges, I guess, did you guys face as a company in the early stages going from, you know, obviously working in a large organization? You know, process is king, right? So you mentioned you brought a lot of process to your company and you help a lot of other smaller companies that might not have this same process experience that you have really, you know, implement that into their companies, you know, and finding success doing so. What was it like from you coming from a structured environment in a large corporation, moving into a startup environment where you have to kind of, you know, you have to kind of think as you go and, you know, you have a bunch of pieces moving, flying around and sometimes you don't know where to get to raise your next capital or be able to hire the next person. So you have to get really creative and think outside of the box. So what was that experience like for you guys and what challenges did you have?
Yeah, Andy, you rightly said, you know, coming from a large corporation, sometimes we forget that money doesn't grow on trees and you really have to figure out how to be a lot more efficient how you do your business.
Yeah.
So, you know, unlike any other startup, we went through 2023, which was brutal for capital raise. And I think it started to open up a little bit, but it's still very, very tight, you know. So we went through the same thing and we had to really reevaluate our cash burn, what's going on. And we had to reevaluate our product roadmap. basically went down in each line item to look at whether we want it, whether we don't want it, what we should do, what we should not do. And literally it gave us, you know, in a way it was blessing in disguise also for us to kind of really think about, you know, how do we move from being very early stage to a more mature company? While we were in mature company, we knew how to do it, but you know, if the startup forces you to think like the entire end to end, right? So we became a little bit slower in our product development, but we removed all the bells and whistles. We were very, very careful how we do it. So I think, you know, understanding how much cash you're going to get, how you can deploy, how can you, where you are really creating value for your clients and therefore value for yourself, kind of really was a lesson, you know, forced on us. And, you know, we are glad, you know, we came through it. We are doing well, growing well, and we're well positioned today.
That's great to hear. Yeah, a lot of times it's it is a blessing in disguise, right? If you have to force to think on your feet. I know a couple other friends that launched fintech companies in the last year or two. So I think it's going to be better off for you guys in the long term to kind of go through that pain now when you really have to, then it sets you up for future success. So it definitely is a blessing in disguise. And I like your point about simplicity, right? It focus you guys to practice what you preach, and you guys, you know, hence being Simply Capital. I think you guys, you know, really do practice what you preach. So that's always a good thing when you're comparing vendors. You want to see the guys that really believe in what they're selling. So you guys definitely check that box, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely, Andy. You know, so I mean, for us, you know, understanding how to run the business lies in the fact how we manage our cash. And for a startup, that is always true, except the moment you get, you know, your first capital raise and you have money. But I think that is the time you should think about, you know, how you can create a much longer runway than you might be thinking today. Right? Yep. And we did that same thing for ourselves.
Always assume the worst and hope for the best. So I guess what's one thing you want potential customers to know about Simply Capital, and why should they choose your product over, say, another that they might be considering on the market today?
Yeah, absolutely, Andy. You know, I think within a week, we can deploy Simply Capital, which is an end-to-end cash flow management system. Your whole cash flow process really changes within a week, right? And the AI built in there in the system and the simplicity of how we kind of design the cash flow and all the strategies that is built in apply to entire system, from receivable to payables to cash forecasting, everything included in one place. The businesses, small and medium-sized businesses, as we talked about, do not have resources and time to have multiple tools, one for AR automation, one for AP automation, one for cash forecasting, one connecting my bank data, all of this. We bring all of this together in one place and truly help customers grow their cash, improve their cash flow efficiency, and really simplify their financial operations.
That sounds like a great product. So what's next for you guys over the next 5 years? Where do you see the company?
So we are very excited about where we are. We had our product launched in November last year. We've grown exponentially in the last 3-4 months. We truly believe what we are doing here. Our mission here is to help every small and medium-sized company to become a very sophisticated cash management company. Because we create, with cash flow efficiency, you have surplus cash or you have extra cash that you deploy in growth. So really create a virtuous cycle. And in long run, in 5 years or so, we believe that we want to be the tool of choice for small and medium-sized companies and really help each of these companies, you know, create that virtuous cycle. And, you know, the heart of our economy is small and medium-sized company. And if we can help each one of them grow better and faster, we actually will help the entire community and the entire economy to grow faster. So that's where we see it's a large, big vision for us. Yep. But that's what we are preparing for, and that's what we are working towards.
Sounds like you guys are set up for that, and you guys definitely practice what you preach. So I think you're going to turn that into a reality. And I do love the focus on SMBs too, because I've had so many business partners and friends over the years have seen them fail. And it always comes down to cash flow management, or a lot of times they don't have product market fit, but cash flow management is usually the primary one where most of these companies fail. Because as I always say, even the ones without product market fit, sometimes if they could just buy enough time, they could eventually tweak the product enough to get it to the point where they could fit the market's needs. Yeah. You have to be managing your cash properly for that. So now I really like the mission overall for what you guys are doing there. And in general, I think it's a really helpful company for people. So if you are interested in simplifying your cash flow and leveraging this amazing platform here, these guys definitely practice what they preach. So you could find Simply Capital today and Nacho Nacho's B2B SaaS marketplace. We have it in there today for 20% off. Rakesh, we look forward to working with your company, and we're excited for the growth over there, and excited to grow our companies together and see what you guys can accomplish over the next 5 years.
Thank you, Andy. And we are here to simplify all your financial operations. So come and talk to us.
Thanks, Rakesh.
Thank you.
Yeah, so sorry about that.